Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 40 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending March 13th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 0.6. Next year, 5.5. Corn this year, 29.5. Next year, 1.2. Soybeans this year, 16.1. Next year, 2.4. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady, with a few locations expected weaker in light trading volume ahead of the Easter holiday weekend. Terminals are called steady to weak, with tops from 28 to 35.50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,644. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $50.07. The weighted average was $46.77, a loss of 36 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.05 to $39.91. The weighted average was $37.41. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,466. The base price range was $42 to $52.85. The weighted average was $50.64, a gain of 9 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.39 to $41.31, and the weighted average was $37.88. Joining us now with a look at, well, what is going to be the weekend agricultural forecast as the markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And over the weekend, it looks like there will be some more weather to talk about across the Midwest, most of it focused towards the northern portions. And it will be wintry weather with up to maybe some locations across southern Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, far northern Illinois, looking at anywhere between 8 and 12 inches of fresh snowfall. Now, the south will get a little bit of a reprieve. The weather system coming in, again, headed towards generally the center of the storm, looking towards central Illinois and in through central Indiana. And southern sections get the break on the precipitation now, and boy, do they need it. Widespread flooding will continue all the way from southern Missouri in through southern Ohio. And the precipitation came to an end, but the rivers are still rising, and that will persist. The river stream flooding will persist for quite a while across the lower Midwest, and standing water will likely affect fields through at least early April. And the winter wheat crop has likely been damaged in areas from southeastern Missouri through southern Ohio. Again, this band of snow and some rain will develop into the area Friday from northern South Dakota and southern North Dakota through southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois into southern Michigan and northern Ohio. General snowfall looking at 1 to 6 inches, but again, local amounts may be 8 inches or maybe even a little more in some areas. A storm system advertised for the middle to late part of next week will bring rain to much of the region, but the rain is not expected to be heavy enough to cause additional flooding. However, any drying of the topsoil that occurs between today and Wednesday of next week will be negated by the rainfall, leaving the Midwest vulnerable to significant flooding if we have another heavy rain event. And again, with the weather patterns the way they've been, we can expect to see more storm systems diving out of the northern plains towards the Midwest, and we could see some more of those heavy precipitation makers as we get into the middle and beginning and middle of April. Warmer temperatures and little significant precipitation in the first week, 10 days of April, might enter the prime season with normal topsoil moisture, but the key will be the rainfall in late March and early April. As far as the Delta in the southeast, serious flooding continued in the northern Delta yesterday. Flooding will expand along the Mississippi River during the next few days as the surge of water from excessive rainfall to the north starts to move downstream. The Delta and the southeastern states will experience a week of favorable conditions with floodwaters receding in the northern Delta, fieldwork advancing swiftly from the southern Delta through this through southern Georgia and northern Florida and into a few South Carolina locations. The significant storm system will bring widespread rain to the Delta and the southeast late next week, and that will cause temporary interruptions to field work. The storm system that was previously advertised for the end of March and early April has mostly been removed from the forecast, and field work should quickly resume after next week's storm system. Quickly looking at weather across Brazil, there have been adjustments in the timing and significance of rain as the weather system bringing rain to most of the area over the next couple of weeks. Sufficient amounts of rain will occur to maintain moist soil conditions, but no excessive rainfall is expected. Lack of persistent heavy rain should translate into favorable field progress, especially across western, far southern, and extreme northeastern Brazil, where rain frequency will be the lowest. As far as Argentina, generally looking at widespread rain yesterday, a little greater than expected with areas from east central into southern Cordoba and through all of Buenos Aires, receiving at least a few hundredths of an inch up to 6/10 of an inch, and local amounts just over an inch. Some changes were made to the second week of the two-week forecast. However, the change is not very significant. Well-timed showers and thunderstorm activity expected to occur over the next couple weeks. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 11.24 and a half, up 1.5. Last trade down 28 and three quarters. July, 10.92, down 2.5. Last trade down 18 and a half. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 10.77 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. Last trade down 38. July, 10.48 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade down 27. May corn opened at 5.25, down 2.5. Last trade down 19 and a quarter. July, 5.37, down 2.5. Last trade down 20. December, 5.38 and a quarter, down 3. Last trade down 20. May soybeans open at 12.29 and a half, down 27 and a half. Last trade down 50. July, 12.49 and a half, down 22 and 3/4. Last trade down 50. November, 11.64 and 3/4, down 25 and a quarter. Last trade down 50. May soybean meal open at 310.80, up 10. Last trade down 580. May soybean oil open at 55.70, down 70. Last trade down 178. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We did have export sales data this morning, but I imagine it will be background information to the liquidation locomotive passing through.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We had export shipments on Monday, and everybody looked at the numbers and went, okay, now what? So we're going to focus on a stronger dollar this morning. We're going to focus on the fact that gold is down about $100 from its high set earlier this week, that the crude oil futures are under $100 a barrel. Those are going to be the focuses, I think, on this market. The corn will start off the day down 15, maybe 20 cents, something along that line. We had kind of an ugly overnight session, closed down the limit in the beans, closed mostly down the limit in the corn. We're going to kind of continue that bias here at the outset at the CME group. The beans, if the beans aren't down the 50-cent limit today, right at the outset, I would be surprised.
So beans down the 50-cent limit, and if you look at the charts technically in the soybeans, you can see that it has been pretty much a straight down move more or less for the better part of a week. And we have to wonder if we're looking at the 61% retracement level off the August lows to the contract highs around 10.75 and a quarter or thereabouts, the November basis.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a strong look at that. You know, guys always get really nervous when the market falls apart like it has, but this is really typical. We spend a lot of time going up, and we spend short periods of time going down a lot. That's just the way the market moves. 50% retracement of that move on the nearby May will be met today with a limit down move.
And that would be around, what, 12, 11 and 3 quarters or thereabouts?
Yes.
And
that's also, Dave, right there where the January, where the May beans went during the month of January on that break.
Mm. Turn your attention over then to CME Livestock.
Just real quickly on the wheat, I don't expect that we're going to be limit down in the wheat, but we sure will be down, maybe 25 cents there. I'm noticing that the tenders are really declining there quickly. Over on the Merck side of things, the cattle futures and the hog futures both will be down, I think, modestly, maybe 10 to 35 cents, something along that line. We are seeing liquidation of sow herds where plants will take them. The markets, the livestock markets, cash markets, are probably going to be dark on Monday, but we do expect a large Saturday kill in the hogs.
Thank you much, Ellen. You have a grand day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.